Hi guys, this is Jason.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
And today we're going to be talking about one of the biggest things that happen in every 17-year-old American's life.
Prom!
Prom.
Yay, prom.
So for people that aren't familiar with prom, Cynthia, what is prom?
It's a huge dance. It's the last year of high school, and this is your last dance. Sometimes juniors go to this dance as well, but it's a big end-of-the-year dance where someone invites someone else.
And so, Cynthia, you just used the word junior. So in the United States, we have special words for people that are in their first, second, third, and fourth years of high school or college.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So a first-year student we call a
freshman.
Mm-hmm. A second-year student we call a sophomore. Mm-hmm. A third-year student is a
junior.
And a fourth-year student is a senior. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So in the United States, juniors and seniors go to these proms, these mm-hmm. really big dances.
Mm-hmm. And it's a bit more of a big deal for a senior because it really is their last dance of high school. So there's a lot of particular interest in prom for seniors.
But it's so much more than just a dance,
it
right?
Is.
There's a lot of things that happen with it. So let's walk through that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that happens is that someone asks someone else to prom because
mm-hmm.
usually people go in couples.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Traditionally, it's a man and a woman, a boy mm-hmm. and a girl. But of course, boys ask boys sometimes, girls ask girls. People go as groups. It can be just friends,
mm-hmm,
anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But traditionally, the boy asks the girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Cynthia, were you ever mm-hmm. asked to prom?
I was. It was, I went with my boyfriend sort of at the time, so he asked me to prom. I mean, it was obvious
just
we're
normal.
Gonna go together.
Okay.
It was normal because we were sort of dating, so yeah, went to prom.
And the town that I'm from, a lot of people would ask people in creative and interesting ways.
Oh.
So I did that a few times myself.
Okay.
For example, one time I asked a friend who, in class, she always played with her keys.
Mm-hmm.
She always had her keys out. We're
mm-hmm.
playing with them in
mm-hmm.
class.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a keychain mm-hmm. that said, "Will you go to prom with me, Jason?"
Oh,
and then I had one of her friends put that keychain onto her keys. So she was in class playing with her keys and suddenly thought, "Oh, there's something on my keys that mm-hmm. that's not mine."
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a thing from me saying, "Will you go to prom with me?"
That's so cute.
And then another time I asked someone to prom who was a water polo player, which is a sport that uses balls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a bunch of water polo balls from the mm-hmm. water polo team
mm-hmm.
and put pieces of paper on each ball that said, that had the letters for prom, Jason. And I put one piece of paper on each ball and put a number on each piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
So the number of each letter. So
got it.
P was 1, R was 2, O was 3. And then I got her sister to get me the keys to her car.
Mm-hmm.
So during lunch one day, I went to her car and filled her car with 20 or 30 balls.
Wow.
And so when she got to her car, she opened it up and there were all these balls in her car and she had to put them in order to understand what the message was.
That is really creative.
So people did a lot of stuff like that. I know a lot of people do things like that all over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you ask someone to prom and then the big day comes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When the big day comes, you're not just wearing normal clothes, right?
Mm-mm, no, for girls at least, you wear a long dress. Sometimes you can wear a short one as well. It's semi-formal. It's not super formal because, I mean, mine was not covered up. It's not something I would wear to church. It's a little revealing, I guess you can say.
What does revealing mean?
You can see a little bit more of skin.
Mm.
A girl's skin.
So you guys probably know the word formal, but semi-formal means it's sort of formal, but not completely formal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about clothing, semi-formal is usually how you dress, for example, if you go to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to dress very nice, but you're not dressed like you're going to meet President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
It's not super, super, super formal. It's just semi-formal.
It's just nice, yeah.
Yeah. So you wear a dress, and mm-hmm. I know a lot of girls get their hair and makeup done.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
So you go to a special place and
yes,
you get your hair.
I got my hair done. Actually, one of our friends, her sister, does makeup, so she did our makeup.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. And then, but I did get my hair done, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special day.
Mm-hmm.
And for guys, is there much preparation?
Usually,
to get
guys
your hair
just
done?
We just wear a tuxedo.
Okay.
Or a suit. So formal clothing with a nice white shirt mm-hmm. and a special black jacket mm-hmm. and nice shoes and nice pants. Mm-hmm. But of course, we're not getting makeup done usually. No. We're not getting our hair
getting
done.
Getting your hair done.
No, just super simple. When I went to prom, I just took a shower before.
That's wow.
Didn't take very long.
Yeah, I woke up really early that day. I think maybe at 7 in the morning to
wow,
get my hair done.
That early.
Yeah, and then went off to my friend's house to get our makeup done. And yeah. It was a long process.
And so when you go to prom, you don't just go to the place where the party is. The first thing you do usually mm-hmm. is you meet at someone's house, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So usually it's a group of friends and mm-hmm. maybe 5, 10, mm-hmm, 15 people. Mm-hmm. They all go there and all the parents come.
Yes.
This is the worst part of prom.
Yeah.
You stand there and everyone is wearing their fancy clothing and everyone is all dressed up. Mm-hmm. And you stand there and parents take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time.
Yeah, and you're like, hey, it's time to go.
No, we need more pictures. We need more pictures. Stand over there. Stand like this. Stand like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of parents sitting around taking pictures of you, and you're supposed to smile and look mm-hmm. pretty and mm-hmm. look nice. And at that time, we have these special flower
mm-hmm.
buttons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So for girls, we get corsages. And these are flowers, a bunch of flowers. They're sort of like an ornament. They're put together and they're decorative, and you can put it on your wrist.
Mm.
And the guy or the date of the girl gives her these flowers. And they sort of match her dress as well. Like mine were pink with a little bit of white.
Mm-hmm. So usually this is something that people buy specially mm-hmm. at a flower store or something
yeah, exactly.
like that.
Yeah, exactly. They're nice. They're pretty.
And so the guy gives that to the girl. Mm-hmm. And usually, traditionally, the girl gives the guy something that we call a boutonniere.
Mm-hmm.
This is a French word that we don't pronounce correctly in English. But what that is, it's the same idea. Usually mm-hmm. it's a fresh flower that's decorated a little mm-hmm. bit with mm-hmm. other little things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pin. You put it on mm-hmm. your jacket.
Yeah.
So both the guy and the girl are wearing pretty fresh flowers
yes.
of some sort.
Okay. And once all that is over, once the flowers are given, once the photos are done, it's time to go to prom.
So you say, Mom and Dad, enough photos. I can't
bye.
Take any more photos. I'm going to prom.
Yeah. You say bye. I'll see you later or maybe the next day. And some people take a limo or limousine.
What is a limousine?
It's a really long car. It fits a lot of people and it's good for parties, for weddings. It's really, really, really long. Outrageously long. It's not just a little bit long.
So it's like a fancy way to get somewhere.
Exactly.
So everyone in this group, maybe if you go to this person's house and there are 10 people there, mm-hmm. everyone gives a little bit of money and they rent mm-hmm. that car together so they can go to the big party mm-hmm. in style and feel really fancy
exactly.
and special.
Exactly.
So you take the limousine to the prom and mm-hmm. then you're at prom.
Yeah.
And then what do you do there?
And usually prom isn't at your school. It's at a different venue. It's mine was at least an hour away from my school.
An hour away?
Yeah, it was on a huge ship, sort of like a mini Titanic called the Queen Mary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, in Long Beach.
And so one reason these proms are not at the school is that it makes it feel more special.
Yeah, exactly.
That it's this big fancy event. We're mm-hmm. not just at the school, but we went to a hotel or a country club or something
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so we arrive at the hotel or the country club or the old ship, like you said.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then what do you do there?
Well, it's a big dance, and at least for my prom, there was a prom king and a prom queen.
Oh, you guys had a prom king and
yes,
a prom queen.
Yes,
so
we
I
did.
Didn't have that at my prom.
Okay.
What is prom king and prom queen?
They're just two people who are elected to be the king and queen of the prom.
And
so
what
they're
does
the
that
most,
mean?
They're, it really means that they're the most popular people in school. That's
oh.
what it means, because everyone chose you or you got the most votes. To become the king and queen, and you get a crown and a tiara for a girl, crown for a guy.
And so there's a special moment where they say, now we're going to say who the prom king and queen are.
At least for my prom, it was at the end. And I don't really remember when I voted for the prom king and queen, but it was sometime during prom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're prom king and queen, and then everyone says, good job.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so besides the prom king and queen, there's dancing during prom. And I don't know about your prom, but in our prom, we had a professional photographer there, and he took photos.
Yeah, people get fancy
pictures. Yeah, group photos and couple photos, all sorts of photos.
And at my senior prom, we also had dinner.
Oh, okay.
So we had food as well.
Just like hors d'oeuvres and punch. Yeah, we had punch and snacks.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. That's more or less what prom is.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are listening to Real Deal English right now, brought to you by Open Language. If you guys are really interested in learning English, of course you have to learn about more things than just prom. You really have to study a lot. And if you guys go to Open Language, we have hundreds of English lessons that can help you guys improve your English. And if you use the promo code GREATSTART, when you sign up for your first lesson, you can get your first month for only 99 cents. All right, so we're talking about prom today, and so we know what happens. Mm-hmm. You go to these places, it's very fancy, it's a big deal. But why is it a big deal? Why do people care so much about prom in the United States?
Well, I think it's just seen as a thing that you do when you get older. It's like a milestone. You've accomplished something in your life.
What is a milestone?
A milestone is like a big moment in your life.
And usually a big moment that everyone has or a lot of
people
have.
Exactly.
So some classic milestones are, for example, graduating from university, mm-hmm. getting married, having a child, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. Those are big milestones.
But not everyone does all of them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But in the United States, going to prom is seen as a really big milestone,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that it's this big moment and this big event. And I think one of the reasons is that when you go to prom, you're around 17 or 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you're almost an adult. You're sort of an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned, when you go, you wear really fancy clothing and the girls get lots of makeup and their hair done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to this house where you get pictures taken and oh my God, you look like an adult.
Yeah. A weird adult.
But parents really like that, right? That's why they take so many pictures.
They see you as an adult. They think, oh, you're growing up. You look so much older now.
My baby is all grown up.
Yeah. So that's why it's a big deal for parents and for kids or for teenagers. It's just this big moment that you've been waiting for. You've been waiting for prom. You're almost done with high school, and now it's time to have your last dance of the year.
And so that's another big point, is that it's the last dance of high school.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, we have a lot of dances in
mm-hmm.
high school, maybe 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, homecoming and winter ball.
Yeah, a lot of dances.
Lots.
And so this is the very last one. And then after that, people graduate and they go to go work or they go to university or they do lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sort of like the last moment that mm-hmm. everyone is together.
Mm-hmm. And I think society has placed a high value on prom. We've sort of made it out to be this big event
mm-hmm.
that everyone has to do, and everyone will always talk about it or ask you about it. So that's why everyone has to do it or wants to do it. But of course, not everyone does do it.
Yeah, there's lots
mm-hmm.
of people who don't go
mm-hmm.
or go with friends or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just don't think of it as such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, plenty of people do because it's everywhere in movies and TV
mm-hmm.
shows,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And people spend a lot of money.
I don't remember how much I spent or how much my parents spent because, of course, I didn't spend any money. But I did do tanning, and tanning is when you... I went to a tanning salon and tanned. And that's when you go to a shop and you go in these beds that are lit up. They have light inside and your skin becomes darker.
Mm.
And I mean, that's a thing that people do in America, especially in California. You like to look a little bronzed. You like to look like you've been to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that like for maybe 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sure that was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my dress was not super cheap. It was less than 200, 100 something. Hair was expensive. Makeup wasn't so expensive. But yeah, it was kind of expensive. And so, your ticket as well, mm-hmm. for the prom. Limo, if you rode in a limo, that's another expense. And photos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So altogether, people on average spend around $1,000 US mm-hmm. just on this one event. And of course, because a lot of 17-year-olds don't have that money themselves, it's the parents that are paying for
Mom
that.
Mom, dad.
And in recent years, people have been spending more and more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get a more expensive dress, or they get a bigger limousine to take them to the dance, or they get even more professional makeup or hair or things like
that.
So
you can spend more than $1,000, like $2,000 even, some people spend.
But for a lot of people, it's seen as really, really important.
It
they
is.
Have to look great for that big day, because it's like a wedding or having a child.
Mm-hmm.
It needs, you want to make sure it goes really well.
Yeah.
But Cynthia, what do you think? Of course, we both went to prom when we were in high school.
We're
both from the United States. Did you like it? Was it a really big, important thing to you? Or was it just a normal thing?
At the time, for me, it was. Because I was 18. I mean, you know, I thought it was like the most important thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. I did like it. But I'm glad I didn't spend too much money. Like, looking back on it now, it's not the most important time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my wedding will be probably the most important event in my life, but definitely not prom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad I went, because it's a topic that comes up in conversation once in a while, so it's nice to have my input in that, but I don't think it's such a big deal, honestly. I don't think people need to spend $2,000
on prom. It's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, what did you think? Did you like prom?
I went to a couple of proms, and they're fun. I had a lot of fun at all of them, but I didn't care that much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I never thought that it was that important, or
mm-hmm.
I didn't get that emotional mm-hmm. about it, or stressed mm-hmm. out, or anything. I just thought, cool, a dance. I get to wear a suit and take a pretty girl to a dance and act stupid with my friends and dance around
mm-hmm.
and eat some food and mm-hmm. go home.
Yeah.
So it was a fun thing for me, but it was never a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was never super, super important to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, that's it for today's lesson. If you really enjoyed this lesson or know someone who is interested in learning about prom, make sure to share this lesson with them. Thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye.
See ya.